Gospel Meditation for the fifth Sunday of Easter. Today's scripture is from the 15th chapter of the Gospel of John, and the music is Meditation Impromptu 3 by Kevin MacLeod in the public domain. This week's guided prayer is an Ignatian meditation. If you're unfamiliar with meditation in the Ignatian tradition, please read the introduction on the meditation webpage. After you finish your prayer, don't forget to write a brief review of what happened. Some suggested questions are on the webpage. I invite you to quiet your body and mind. Choose a position where you can be relaxed but alert. Breathe deeply several times and let your body relax. Breathe out any worries or stressful thoughts and put them in God's hands. Become aware of God's presence here with you now, looking at you with love. Ask God for the grace of whatever you desire most right now. If you aren't sure, you might ask for the grace to abide in Jesus. Jesus said to his disciples, "I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine grower. He removes every branch in me that bears no fruit. Every branch that bears fruit, he prunes to make it bear more fruit. You have already been cleansed by the word that I have spoken to you. Abide in me as I abide in you. Just as the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Those who abide in me and I in them bear much fruit, because apart from me you can do nothing. Whoever does not abide in me is thrown away like a branch and withers. Such branches are gathered, thrown into the fire and burned. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask for whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. My Father is glorified by this, that you bear much fruit and become my disciples." Jesus said to his disciples, "I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine grower. He removes every branch in me that bears no fruit. Every branch that bears fruit, he prunes to make it bear more fruit. You have already been cleansed by the word that I have spoken to you. Abide in me as I abide in you. Just as the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine. You are the branches. Those who abide in me and I in them bear much fruit, because apart from me you can do nothing. Whoever does not abide in me is thrown away like a branch and withers. Such branches are gathered, thrown into the fire and burned. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask for whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. My Father is glorified by this, that you bear much fruit and become my disciples." As you listened to this passage, is there a word or phrase that called your attention in some way? Or an idea or image that surfaced through the passage? Stay with that word, phrase, idea, or image for the next few minutes of silence. Ponder its meaning, savor it, and notice what feelings come up. Jesus says, "Every branch that bears fruit, my Father prunes to make it bear more fruit." How is God pruning you? Is there any way in which you find yourself resisting God's pruning? Jesus invites you to abide in Him. What does this mean in your life? Ask Jesus about it. What feelings and thoughts are in your heart and mind as you listened to what Jesus had to say to you? What do you desire after listening to him? Now bring everything you've meditated on to a conversation with Jesus or with God. Share what you've pondered and felt, and listen for a response. And when you are ready, close with a favorite prayer.